treatment plan that works for you. Call Hans Wyman and you will receive $500 off any hair solution. Restrictions apply, so call now 1-844-909-4267 or go to HansHairLoss.com. That's 1-844-909-4276.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. The average American homeowner has over $16,000 in credit card debt. The balances, they add up, and before you know it, you're making minimum payments on these high interest rate credit cards, and it's impossible to achieve financial freedom. Well, at thehomeloanexpert.com, we can get a cash out refinance for just about anyone. We do FHA, VA, conventional. Stop working for the credit card companies and apply for your cash out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage license.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Mike.
Doug Brown, he looked like Grease Little.
Well, Mike Lee has been suspended, but I'll allow him to attend Knife Fest at Bertarelli Cutlery on June 7th to the 9th. Get terrific deals on pocket knives, hunting knives, kitchen knives, cook's tools, small appliances, and food prep equipment. Knife Fest at Bertarelli Cutlery is the time to upgrade your kitchen game. So chop chop, Cheeky, at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, June 7th to the 9th, Bertarelli Cutlery, where there's never a dull moment.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
Crossed over if I ever have a cent. I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Dan, can you hear me?
Yes.
I don't let this go out over the air because this is behind the scenes stuff. I just got a text from John Landoff. He's busy. That's good. I'll take care of it. Okay. Now you can turn our mics on.
Okay.
Now we can go on the air.
Good. 3, 2, 1.
Got it.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Delete that. See, I delete every text.
You just delete it?
Yeah, I just delete it. Then why wouldn't I?
I don't.
You keep texts?
Yes.
I do too.
My wife has like 900 texts from 8 years ago. I have one that's sitting here that I need to remember to take care of. I don't keep one single text.
Especially if you have something incriminating or blackmail on somebody. That
well,
you
in your business. Yeah. In your business.
I've got about 70 different people that I have saved texts from.
Oh.
There have been times when I wish I'd save them. You know, they should offer it like a text folder or something, but they don't.
Oh, well, you can just keep ones there, but you can clear them from
exactly.
your phone.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I'll tell you what else they need. They need a text breathalyzer device. Because nothing is worse than having a few drinks and sending out some texts that you don't remember. And then waking up the next day and seeing what you did.
A drunk text.
You know how easy that would be? If it's not already being developed or has been developed, you just, on your phone, there's a sensor, and it goes, do not text.
It shuts your texting down.
You could put it in your mouthpiece.
I know so many people that need that. So many people that need that.
Hey, I've never said anything that I went, oh, no.
Right.
I've sent texts that I didn't mean to send, but there's nothing horrible or incriminating.
It's because you're married. If you were single,
it's because I'm boring and pretty straight.
Right.
Typically, on a Saturday morning, if I've gone out on a Friday night, I will check my phone when I wake up and go through and just like, oh, crap, who did I message last night?
Cringing,
because guarantee you about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm sitting there with a cheeseburger.
One of the few advantages of being really straight and boring is you don't get drunk. I don't. I've never texted a word of profanity. So, the chances of an accident happening are slim. But you could.
You are in the minority, sir.
I think I'm in the minority because apparently most people like to video themselves having sex. I mean, you'd be amazed at how many people do that.
You have to like your body to do that.
Thank you. And I don't.
And I don't either.
We one time, and I don't remember where we were.
Elephant man.
We got booked.
Am
I talking? I thought I was talking.
Oh, sorry.
We got booked in a room and it had a mirror on the ceiling. And they were overbooked. They said, well, we'll put you in the honeymoon, whatever. And I lay down on bed and looked up. Oh! I mean, it was horrible. That's when it pays to be nearsighted or so you can't see. Oh, my goodness. I didn't want to see that. You ever go in the bathroom and catch yourself in a mirror?
No. I close my eyes. I can't even walk to the shopping mall where they have those columns, you know, those four-sided mirrors where you can check yourself out.
Yeah.
I mean, I like turning the other way just walking by them. I can't stand it.
Yeah, when you take your clothes off to go take a shower,
you kind of glance over and look in the mirror, catch yourself in the mirror, like,
hey, and it's like, buddy? No, I wish
you
I wouldn't have seen
that. You need to learn to find the shower with your eyes closed.
Yeah, it's the only room my dogs won't follow me into because they know I'm going to be naked in it.
Oh boy,
they'll follow me in every room except that room.
Well, Dan knows this story. When my daughter was about 15,
oh my goodness,
we had one of those accidental. I didn't know she was at home, and I'm coming out of the shower. And I walk right out of the shower through the bedroom, like into the kitchen. I just don't know. And here she, face to face, she's looking at me. I don't have anything on, and she just went, oh! And I went, oh! And I turned, and I don't even want to run away because she's in my butt. I mean, that's not pretty. It was horrible. I'm surprised she didn't have to have counseling.
She did. She was traumatized.
I think she was.
She still talks about it to this day.
Well, she doesn't. She doesn't talk about it.
Listen, my best friend in life is a preacher, if you can believe that. We went to high school together and college together. He's about to get divorced for the second time, unfortunately, but his current wife had an 18-year-old daughter at the time of their marriage that I think he had met one time before they got married, and because she lived out of state. So she comes in town for the wedding. The night before the wedding, she comes and stays at his house, and she's got a boyfriend that he wasn't really aware of, and she didn't realize that he came home from work during the middle of the day for lunch.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. And the second time he met this girl, let's just say her hands and her knees were on the floor.
Oh, boy.
And it was literally a,
oh boy,
want to get away. And she's facing the door as he walks in through the door.
I mean,
it's just like eye contact. Oh my God.
So she was happy to see her boyfriend? Is that what it was?
No, it's not, Dan. You did not get the story, Dan.
Oh.
I have a friend.
Oh.
I have a friend.
Okay. Now I know.
I have a friend who was dating a girl. He was younger, and he was dating a girl, and they were doing it. And her dad walked, right in the door.
Jeez.
There they are, in the middle of it. And he thought, well, I'm dead. This is it. This is where I die. Your dad's going to kill me.
Well,
and you'd want to if you're the dad.
So I asked my preacher friend, I said, dude, what was your next conversation with this girl like? And he says that they agreed it would never be spoken to her mother. They kept it secret to this day. And now he's getting divorced from her. I'm like, and I just talked to him last week. I'm like, you gonna tell her the story about what happened there? That's gotta get in there before you move out.
Yeah.
One's gotta get unleashed.
Once time has passed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would, and you can ask Sandy this too, because
who's Sandy?
Sandy's my girlfriend, but with my back, yeah,
he's in a band too.
I'm in a band, yeah. Chicks dig guys with a guitar, but yeah, with my back and everything, I would get some pain pills once in a while, and I would take a pain pill when my back was really bothering me, and I would text her then, and it was like in the middle of the night. And then she said,
with a picture of your wiener?
No.
None of the words were spelled correctly. Just
no.
Like
exactly.
On the show.
Nothing. Yeah, just like the show. None of the words were spelled correctly, and it made no sense. And she called me the next morning, and she said, did you take a pill last night? I'm like, yeah. She said, check your texts. So I would check my texts, and it's like, I have no idea what I was writing.
Sandy. I clopped my pig wine in the Fort Tom last creamin.
That's pretty much what it was. Just that's pretty much Scrabble. What it was.
Scrabble letters. I have to welcome everybody. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's the last day of May, May 31st, and which means tomorrow's June 1st, which means Tuesday is June 5th, which is my anniversary.
Cinco de Junio?
Cinco de Junio. Very good. That is, in Spanish, June is Junio.
Right.
Junio, Julio, Augusto. It is Cinco de Junio.
Nice.
Junio. That is my anniversary. And,
how many years?
47.
Wow. Tuesday?
Yeah.
Next Tuesday. And you know what else it is? Senior day at Walgreens.
Yes!
Oh, yeah! Wow.
There's our anniversary.
There you go.
Now I know what gift card to get him.
Okay, don't take the blindfold off till I tell you, and I'll walk her into Walgreens. And then, happy anniversary.
It's senior day.
Yeah.
You know, if anything, it's buy one, get one free.
And we do what we traditionally always do, and that's nothing, because we have our grandson. We're babysitting that night, so we're not going anywhere.
You're going to have to wait till he goes to sleep.
Oh, that's when the fireworks start.
Oh, you guys will be making some noise.
So welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here are the players at the control board, the one and only, the man we call Limey, Trevor Limey. Philip, say hi to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
To my left, Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Off in the distance in the glass box, Dan Strauss. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And those are the players. Bill Cleveland is usually in here because he lives right down the road, but he's got a serious sore throat. We'll see how that is today. In the 4 o'clock hour, I just talked to him out in the hall. He's ready to help people. Scott Sherman, attorney at law, will be here to help you if you have a legal question. And something very interesting that Scott told me before the show. When he first started doing this, and it's been, I don't know, 4 years or something, he didn't get a lot of off-the-air response. In other words, a lot of emails, a lot of people saying, hey, can you help me with this? And later he had people email him and tell him why. They weren't comfortable. Because attorneys sort of generally have this reputation for ambulance chase or whatever. And he said as they listened to the segment and they heard him interact more with people, they got more comfortable. His leads, if you want to call them that, or the people who contact Scott now by email, since we've come here, the number has gone up. He gets more from here now than he used to get. I find that interesting. I thought I would share that with you. Mm. So here we are, last day of May. Does anybody have anything to say? That was like a poem, and I didn't even mean to do it. Last day of May, does anybody have anything to say?
Hey, I have something, not really for the Burke segment, but I received a text and said I just sent this to Frank.
Let me look.
Hi, Frank.
It's not me.
It's from John Londo. Okay. I cannot make it today. Be on. I'm busy.
I told you I just got that already. You're just repeating what I already said. John's been around you too much because here's his text exactly as I wrote him back. He said, will you do the commercial? I'm really busy. I said, sure. And here's what he texted me back. Thank you, sir. Okay, no, it is correctly spelled. I'm sorry. Oh. I thought I caught him in a misspelling, but I didn't. Thank you, sir. He calls me sir. I don't know why. So, Burke segment. Anybody?
I do.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the man in the blue shirt. That's what we call him. You can't see him because we don't do the Facebook streaming. Trust me, he has on a blue shirt. Tim Woodburn. Tim, it's all yours.
Thank you,
You're
Frank.
Welcome.
So, you were quicker than me today, Frank. You got me. So, yesterday we joked about Roseanne Barr relying on Ambien as her excuse for the racist tweets that she sent out. So, my Burke segment today revolves around Ambien because it's a medicine I used to take. I take medicine to help me sleep at night, and the reason I stopped taking Ambien is because allegedly I had my first and only that I know of sleepwalking incident where I had a conversation with somebody and didn't realize I was awake. Yeah, and I went back to my primary care physician and she said, yeah, well, we need to stop that right now. She put me on Lunesta, which is a similar medicine, and it's worked great for me for several years. But I had a sleepwalking incident, which I had a conversation with my next door neighbor. Apparently, I got actually out the back door to the backyard and over to the fence, and we apparently talked for about 20 minutes. And he said I looked out of it, and I hadn't been drinking or anything.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by this because my dad was a sleepwalker, mm-hmm. and I've always been interested in sleepwalking.
Right. So that's why I stopped taking the medicine. But the reason I'm bringing this up today is because in response to Roseanne Barr accusing Ambien of being the reason that she sent out the racist tweets, that got her show canceled on ABC, the makers of Ambien today released a counter statement to Roseanne Barr with all seriousness, but I laughed out loud when I read it, and I don't have it in front of me, but basically what the statement said was, we've done years and years of research here at Ambien, and we realize that the medicine has several side effects on many people, but one of the side effects is not racism.
Good response. Good response.
That was funny. Well done.
Roseanne Barr has done three stupid things. Yeah. Well, the first was the tweet. Second was the Ambien excuse thing. That's lame. All right. Third was, did you see this one? She didn't realize that Valerie Jarrett was black. She didn't know.
What?
She said, no. She just sent out a thing that said, I didn't know she was black. Really? And you called her an ape and you... Now, she said, I thought she was, Egyptian or something.
No, right.
You would not say plus Planet of the Apes. There's
none of the
of the Apes look Egyptian.
No.
This is the same woman you may recall. You're not a big sports guy, I know, but she once...
National Anthem.
She once sang the National Anthem in a San Diego Padres game. Do you remember what she did afterward?
Grabbed her crotch.
She spit, first of all. She hawked a loogie, then grabbed her crotch. Yeah.
She's classless. And here's what I understand. Why did she ever even entertain the idea of coming back and doing the show? She can't need the money, I don't think. Here's the answer. Money. Whether you need it or not, if somebody throws enough money at you, we would all go, well, okay, I hadn't planned on doing that, but what's the amount again? Okay, I'll do it. Look, when I get ready to hang this up, and it looks like it might be sooner than I wanted it to be, but when it's over... And I think, well, I need to figure out what I want to do with my time. If somebody called me, once I said, folks, it's done. Thanks for everything. It's been great. I'm out of here. If somebody called me and said, Frank, would you reconsider? Would you go back on the air? And then they shoot me an amount of money that I can't say no to. I'm back at it. You bet. I'm back. Because I don't really want to stop this anytime soon. And if I do have to for some reason, I'll probably still want to come back at some point. So, yeah, money always... wins, with a few exceptions. I've never let money change the way I. How should I put this? I've never sold my character, my integrity. I never have. That's never been for sale.
I can tell you from experience. This is the kind of profession. You know, I was a sports broadcaster for 15 years, and I was a radio talk show host for about 8 years. And I got burned out, and I got out of the business in 2006, and I eventually became a private investigator doing that. It always hung in the back of my mind that I'd like to get back into it. It was just like a distant rain cloud always in the back of my head for 10 years.
It's in your blood.
Here you are.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm saying that I can tell you from experience, because you've been in this consecutively for decades. If you were to ever quit or step down or take a leave, whatever, I guarantee it would never go away.
No, it won't. Because there'll be days, I know, that I'll wake up and something will remind me of a joke. I go, I'd like to tell that joke today because of that news story. Mm-hmm. Or there'll be something in the news. I go, oh, man, I'd love to sit and discuss and take some calls about this today. I know that'll happen. And I also know that it sounds like a good idea. Wake up. Well, what do I want to do today? That's going to get old after a while. So we'll see. We'll see when it happens. Anything else?
That's it for
anybody
me.
Anybody else? No? Any Burke segment? No, nothing? Shut it down. Burke segment's officially closed. With several things we could talk about today, but what I would prefer to do is listen to you. And this is you have an opportunity for the next half hour, better part of the next half hour, before Scott Sherman comes in right after the news at 4, to call us and just hit us with just about anything. Just fire away. Ask us questions. And I will tell you, I don't compare myself to the people I listened to when I was a teenager, because that's when I did my serious radio listening. When you get 16, you get your license, you get to drive a car. That radio is a constant companion, and it was KXOK. And I can't even imagine, couldn't have imagined then, being able to get on the air and talk to Mort Crowley or Keith Morris or Bob Shea or Stephen B. Stevens or Richard Ward Fatherly. I still remember the names of the people that I listened to on the air. And I couldn't have even imagined being able to talk to them because I had 1,000 questions. I always wanted to know when they say, here are the Beatles, I want to hold your hand. Boom, there's the music right there. When I played it on my record player, I had to wait for... Thank you. That was the name of the group. How is it that when they play it, boom, it's right there? And then later I got to find out how they do that. I was always curious about what the studio looked like, what they looked like. So here's your chance. Ask away. 314, look at those phones. 314-821. We may regret this. I may. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. Let me, the name on the screen is Chicken George. We'll take him first. Chicken, how are you?
I'm doing well, Frank. I'm the guy that called you a couple weeks ago to add all the stage four and all that stuff. Just let you know I'm still kicking.
Good for you. Good for
you. The chicken is kicking.
That's I like it. What can we do for you?
Hey, you guys are talking about grilling and stuff. I don't know if you have ever tried this before, but if you take a sweet Vidalia onion and
When were we talking about
grilling? About a week ago.
Oh, yeah.
You did.
And wow. I've been trying to get it. I've been trying to call in, and Woodburn wouldn't shut up long enough to answer the phone.
All right, so go ahead. You grill an onion.
You take a onion, core the sweet Vidalia onion, core the middle of it out, and then shove a beef bouillon cube in it, pack it with butter, salt, and pepper, wrap it in foil, and cook it until it's droopy.
That sounds fantastic. I just did my first onion. I'm sure that's why you're calling, but I didn't do the beef bouillon thing, and I didn't cut the core out. I just sliced the onion sort of like a flower petals, and I put a big glob of butter in there and some salt and some kind of seasoning. I just looked in the cabinet and went, oh, this looks good, and I put some of that on there, and I wrapped the foil up, and I put it on the grill, and it was great. And you're right.
Yeah, try it.
You're right.
Yeah, try that beef bouillon. It's delicious.
I'll do it. All right.
All righty.
I'm glad you're well and still with us.
Hey, Chicken George.
And I will give you an update here in about a week and a half. I go for my next MRI.
So, all right. Well, good luck. Dan, what do you have for
me? I was going to ask him, why do they call him Chicken George?
Well, I'm in a band called Taste Like Chicken, and one of my dad's buddies came in from town, and he goes, who's that on the drums, Chicken George?
Oh, really? So you're in the band Tastes Like Chicken? I know you guys. Okay.
See, these band guys, they all know each
Hot
other.
Dog.
Hot dog. Hot dog. Well, take care.
Okay, thank you, Chick. Yeah, I shortened it to Chick.
Nice.
I personalized it. Chick. Holding longest of the people on hold would be Tim. Tim, welcome to 590 The Fan. What can we do for you?
Good afternoon, Frank.
Good afternoon.
Well, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
But I'm slightly concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You said something earlier about this might be over sooner than you had planned. And number one, I was concerned about your health.
Well,
and then I was thinking about the station might be up for sale and you might not like people that are going to buy it or something.
You're very observant and astute, and you pay attention. And yes, that's all true. I don't control my fate in this business, and I can't control what people do with the station. I believe there are talks. I don't know any more than anybody else. I read it like everybody else. I have not heard it from here, but I believe it. I think it's true. There are talks that it's sold, and if it is sold, there's no guarantee this show would be on the air, that we'd be here. So what I meant is it may be all over sooner than I wanted it to be, but...
And it may also be a pause, because anybody who wouldn't have you on the air is obviously a lunatic.
That's very nice,
and
but
shouldn't be in charge of a station.
That's nice, but the truth is, Tim... there's not a lot of work out there. Even as good as I think this show is, and as different as I think it is, and as mass appeal as I think it is, and the fact that I think it's the only show on the air that's sort of just a freewheeling stream of consciousness, not really planned or prepared show, that's something most radio management people don't understand. It scares them.
Right.
They don't get it. They're used to structure, and they're not used to somebody like me.
There's also an opportunity for you there, because you could do this show on your own without a radio show.
Wrong.
Because of the app thing.
I'll tell you why that's wrong.
You could produce a program.
Tim, you have no idea how many guys have tried to do a radio show without
Frank.
Well, thank you, but I'm a realist. Without a home base station, and I base this on things, I mean, that I know that other people have tried in the business, very, very few people can have a successful radio show with a lot of listeners without a base radio station. It's next to impossible to do. It's a handful of people. And that's just the reality of it. So let's hope we can just keep going and do what we're doing for a while.
Okay. Would you do me one favor?
Sure.
I mean, I'm glad that it's nothing to do with your health. Would you please have a talk with Randy Markell
about
and tell him there's more to life than just money?
I would never.
Could you do that for me?
No, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because I have no basis for saying that to him. That's something you say to somebody when you are critical of
desperate.
Well, I don't know about desperate, but it's not my place to say that to him. Because here's what I think about Randy Markell. When I resigned, when I said, this is it, I'm leaving, here's the end date, that day I get the call. Randy Markell, he was on a mission, and he accomplished that mission. Mm-hmm. It'd be tough for me to have a bad word to say about him because he was the guy who was there for me. Nobody else. I didn't get a call from anybody else. I could sit here and act like I had four stations that wanted to talk to me. Truth is, I didn't have anybody else. He's the guy who stepped up, and I will always be grateful for that. He gave me somewhere else to do what I do. And had he not come along, I'd be fishing right now. Not that I don't like fishing.
With your grandson.
With my grandson. I'm just, hey, did you see my new post on our Facebook page?
No.
I haven't been there today.
John, you got to go. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. I put them up this morning. Go take a look. I got some great video of my grandson fishing. I think you'll like it.
Those are the best.
They are. He's the best. Thank you, John. Tim, I say John because the name on the screen in front of me, next caller is John. Tim. Thank you for
that's
the loyalty,
okay,
and thank you for the call.
I just hope that you don't go too soon.
I hope so. Really. In more ways than one, I hope I don't go too soon.
You're welcome.
I don't. Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome.
No, this Tim, not you.
I've been dying to say that to you.
Okay, holding next for quite a while, then we have to take a quick break, would be John, the guy whose name I kept saying, thinking, because it's up on the screen. John, welcome to 590.
No, his name's Tim.
Don't do that. Why you don't do that? John, welcome to 590 The Fan.
Dan said what I was going to say. It's Tim here.
Oh, man. Mowed his lawn. Oh, I should have let you do that. Sorry, John.
Hey, that's all right. Hey, Frank's John from Texas. How are you?
Hey, have you met Mike Evans yet?
I have not met him.
Don't. Like most radio people you meet, it'll shatter everything you have in your mind. When people meet us and they conjure up this image of what they think we're like, it's almost always disappointing. Find an excuse not to meet him. I'm kidding.
No, we're going to meet. We're going to play some golf. And yeah. I'm doing a small project in the neighborhood where he lives, so don't tell him this, but I'm going to wait till one day when y'all are on the air, and I'm going to ride up to him on a golf cart when he's playing golf and harass him.
What kind of golfer are you? What's your handicap?
Oh, it used to be pretty low, but I don't play that much anymore. I'd say somewhere around a 10, I would think now.
Oh, that's good. That's pretty good. I think he's probably like a 4 or 5. He's a good golfer. Of course, you're a good golfer when you play golf 6 days a week for the last 20 years. So he's going to be good.
I'll rattle him. He won't beat me.
You'll give him a run for his money. If you're a 10, you'll give him a run for his money. So what's up, John?
I'll get into it. Well, I heard you say that you might not be on the air much longer.
No. I probably misspoke and said that the wrong way. What I was trying to say was, you never know. We don't know. We don't know how long we'll be around. How long we'll be here. How long the station will be owned by the current owner. We know.
Well, I was the last caller on the very last day at your last place, so I thought maybe that I wanted to be the same today. But you've got some more time.
No, we got a lot. We got to put a lot of time. The clock's not running out anytime real soon, I don't think. But again, if it would be sold, and somebody brought that up, and I've never mentioned it, but since somebody else brought it up, I have no control over that. I have no control over what the new owners would want to do, or if they'll even be new owners or partners. So I don't know.
Well, it'll all be fine.
Yep, everything will be great.
All right.
All right, John.
Well,
Take care, Rick. We'll see you.
You too. Bye-bye. John from Texas. Guy's been listening for 7 or 8 years religiously. He owns a business in Dallas, Texas. Wow. So now he's kind of a neighbor of Mike Evans, whether he wants to be or not.
I do like the idea of him harassing Mike on the golf course. I think that's a great idea.
Nothing would make me happier than for him to kick, as Mike would say, kick his ace.
You know,
kick his
golf course. If Mike Evans, I will promise this to you right now, if Mike Evans ever comes to St. Louis and plays golf, I will conspire with you to do something ridiculous and ignorant and harassing to him on the golf course to where, and he won't, because he's never met me. He doesn't know what I look like. And I mean, we could really have a lot of fun with it. I'd even record it.
I think the best thing we could do would be bring along the greatest golfer we could find. Not somebody well known, mm-hmm. but somebody who's a scratch golfer yeah. who just mopped the floor with that. That would be entertaining.
And put me in the foursome, and he'll have no idea who I am, and I'll heckle him the entire time, because my golf game sucks.
Well, here's the other thing. Let's say we put you in the cart with him,
yeah.
or you're in the other cart, and, yeah. and throughout the course of the 18 holes, you say things like, you know, Mike, what's the deal where back in 1986 you had a lawsuit against you? Just his whole history. You know, everything about him that he didn't want anybody to know.
I'd cough every time he putts. I'd mess him up. Absolutely. Yeah. I'd do everything I could. Okay. And then wait for him to come on the show and talk. And then you could ask him on the show, how was golf today?
I'll tell him we had a listener, a contest, and somebody won an opportunity to play. And it'll actually be you, and he won the deal. I'm going to get one more call, then we'll take a break. This is Pat. Pat, how are you?
Fine. How are you, sir?
Fantastic.
I was just, I thought I was the last guy on earth that remembered Mort Crowley. And I am going to Steely Dan with his daughter. I haven't seen her in 40 years.
Oh,
we used
goodness.
To be girlfriend, boyfriend. Mm. I don't know if you ever went to his house, but he had this room of albums that was unbelievable. I mean, thousands of them. And I don't know, that just goes back in the day, not money. That was pre-FM, wasn't it?
It was. Well, it wasn't pre-FM, but it was, as most people, for all intents and purposes, it was, because there was only one FM station in town, and they just played that real easy-listening, boring music. And it was the only FM, and then along came Casey and a couple of them. But yes, KXOK was, for the most part, pre-FM, and Mort Crowley was the morning guy. And I used to, man, I just used to listen and think, what would it be like to do that for a living? And I thought he was the funniest guy. Everything about that station, that was my station from morning to night, and sometimes late at night. I don't care if I was on the way to school or out on a date, that was the only station that was on the radio when I was in the car. But
yeah, same here. That goes way back, your age.
And you know, I'll tell you real quickly, Pat, a great story. I went from being in high school listening and just wondering, what would it be like to go there to see the studio? And then years later, I'm in my early 20s, I had a chance to hire Mort Crowley to do a voice on a commercial I had written, and I'd never met him, and I was nervous. I was actually kind of nervous going into the studio on Brentwood Boulevard, Technisonic Studios, because I knew Mort was coming in, and he walked in, and I thought, oh my goodness, this is Mort Crowley. He didn't look like I thought he would look. He didn't act like I thought he would act. Nothing like I thought he would be. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean the image you have for years in your head is never going to match the person. But he was a brilliant radio guy, I thought.
Well, he was little, but he had that deep voice. But he was kind to me. I Mort and Maureen, his wife, were extremely nice people.
I'll tell you another name you're old enough to know, and here's another guy who had a room in his house that was nothing but record albums, floor to ceiling, and it was something like 10,000 albums. Jim Bolin. Jim Bolin used to be on Channel 4. He was also on a kids' TV show called Cookie and the Captain. He was Cookie. Jim Bolin had the most unbelievable record collection I have ever seen.
He was a little guy, too.
He was a really small guy, but man, did he know music.
He did that. Remember that jingle? Come on down to Art Hack Buick.
Yeah.
Come on down and get the Art Hack price.
Yeah, see? Good jingles are memorable even years after they're off the air. But Jim Bolin, to me, was always the nicest guy. And again, as a kid, as a 20-year-old, 22-year-old, I just looked at him and thought, I can't believe I'm in the house of a guy on television. I can't believe it. It was like I might as well have been in the home of you know, some movie star or something. But he was gracious, and he was willing to help and give advice, and he didn't treat me like a nobody, like a kid. And I appreciated that. I always did. Pat, thank you for the call.
Good talking to you, Frank.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye. That is interesting when you you position somebody and you put them up on a level that they probably don't belong there, because you're just a guy to radio. It's like we are. We're just people at radio stations in one city, one town. Yet if you listen to somebody enough, to you, that person is a big deal. Big deal. And I just had to pinch myself. I keep meaning to break, and I will break, but so bear with me if I have to do two commercials in a row. The first time I ever met Jack Buck, I worked at an ad agency, and I had written a commercial for Community Federal Savings and Loan, not to be confused with First Community Credit Union. And it was 46 seconds of what we call copy. Copy is the script. And his part was, in 46 seconds, to say, essentially, "Hi, this is Jack Buck. If you open a new account for Community Federal Savings and Loan, you'll get free tickets to Cardinal Ball Game."
That's right,
no,
Jack.
No, you're not in it, Mike.
Oh.
So they recorded it at the radio station where Jack worked. I think everybody knows what that station is. I'm nervous. I'm 23 or 4. I walked in, and there he was. White hair, dressed like he's ready for a magazine shoot. "Hey, what's your name?" I told him.
Mike Shannon?
No. Mike's not in this.
Okay. Oh.
"And what are we doing today?" And I said, "Well, Mr. Buck, we have a commercial for Community Federal Savings Law." I told him what it was. "And how long do you want my part to be?" I said, 46 seconds. "Your part's 46 seconds. And then after that, the real announcer comes in and goes, "That's right. Bring your son or daughter to Bush Stadium again." So I handed it to him, and he's behind glass, and I had a stopwatch. "All right, let's go. Hi, it's Jack Buck." He did the thing flawlessly, and his last word ended at 46 seconds. And he said, "Well, how's that?" I said, "It was perfect. On time?" I said, 46 seconds. I said, let's do one more. Now, you have to understand that in this business, forever and ever and ever, everybody always just wants to do one more take. It's like a safety, or maybe it'll be the better of the two. But you never just do one, because most people can't get it right in one. So I said, I can do one more. And he said, "And why is that?" And I said, "Well, And then I realized I didn't know why. I said, "Well, we just usually do an alternate." He goes, "And why?" He said, "Was it on time?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Did I make any mistakes?" I said, "No." He said, "I think we're done here." And I said, "Yeah, we are. Thank you." I shook his hand and left. But, you know, that's what a pro can do.
I always had to do it about 55 or 56 times.
Mike, you're not part of this story.
I'd have a handy 48 pack and all hell broke loose.
Mike refuses to go away. So I'll just jump right into Johnny. John Londoff sent me a text. He's busy. That's good. That's a good thing whenever he does that. And I hope he's with an AM and the PM customer. I really do. And I hope that a customer, if they're AM and the PM, they made sure everybody there knew it. Announce it proudly. I'm AM and the PM. That's how we keep the show on the air. I'm sure that everybody listening knows who Johnny Londoff is. Maybe somebody just moved in from out of town, and the moving van is unloading as we speak. You don't know one thing about St. Louis. You don't know where the schools are, except, you know, where your kid's going to go. You don't know how to find Sam's. You don't know how to find a place to eat. You're new. So you don't know John Londoff. That would be the only people listening who wouldn't know that. So let me address those five people who are moving into town today and unloading the van. When the time comes that you're going to go car shopping and you want to really call yourself a St. Louisan, and especially if you're listening and you want to become AM and the PM and mean it, you will include Johnny Londoff in your car shopping. The only acceptable exceptions to that would be somebody whose brother works at a car dealership. All right, we don't want to screw up a Thanksgiving dinner for the family, so go ahead and let your brother sell you a car. You're excused. You're also excused if you just flat out do not want a Chevrolet. Now, there are people who are shopping for something else and they don't want a Chevy. If you're dead set on a Mercedes SL550, brand new one, they don't sell them. They sell Chevys. They sell what most of America is more than happy to drive. Chevrolet. And of course, pre-owned. Whether you want a 10-year-old pre-owned car, and by the way, if they sell a 10-year-old one, it better be in really good shape, 10 years old, or a 2-year-old, or 1-year-old, or 3-year-old. They can help you with that. If they don't have it, they probably do, but if they don't, they'll find it. They did that for me in the car I'm driving today, and it's one of my favorite purchases in my entire life, is my 2004 Trailblazer that I have outside with a brush guard on it and an LED light bar that will burn your eyebrows off if you're coming toward me and I turn them on. And that's to spot the deer out where I live. Love my Trailblazer. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, new or pre-owned. I hope you know where they are. They're at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. And, of course, you can check out the inventory 24/7 at Londoff.com.
Time for a check on traffic on 590 The Fan.
This report is brought to you by Best Fiends, your next favorite puzzle game. 70 eastbound jams, 370 to pass Cave Springs with emergency vehicles in the center lane. 270 eastbound tight from McDonald to 170 and southbound between Olive and Gravoy. Westbound 4064, slow down Hampton to McConnellson again from Lindbergh to Ballas.
Millions of commuters have discovered Best Fiends, the addictive mobile game where you solve puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Over 80 million people have downloaded Best Fiends, so don't miss out. Download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Reporting for 590 The Fan, now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. The average American homeowner has over $16,000 in credit card debt. The balances, they add up, and before you know it, you're making minimum payments on these high interest rate credit cards, and it's impossible to achieve financial freedom. Well, at thehomeloanexpert.com, we can get a cash out refinance for just about anyone. We do FHA, VA, conventional. Stop working for the credit card companies and apply for your cash out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage license.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hey, this is Cam. For most of us, it's not a question of if we're going to experience hair loss, but when. You need to find a proactive approach to finding a hair loss solution. There is only one center that provides the latest technology and the most skilled doctors. That center is Hans Wyman. Hans Wyman offers the most advanced treatments available. Artist Robot, PRP, laser treatments, and Brio Hair Solutions for both men and women. Lots of folks offer hair solutions, but for the best results, go to the best hair restoration center in the country, and that's Hans Wyman. Call now to schedule a free hair and scalp analysis. Let their skilled professionals find the personalized treatment plan that works for you. Call Hans Wyman, and you will receive $500 off any hair solution. Restrictions apply, so call now, 1-844-909-4267, or go to HansHairLoss.com. That's 1-844-909-4276.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Mike.
Doug Brown, he looked like Twister.
Well, Mike Lee has been suspended, but I'll allow him to attend Knife Fest at Bertarelli Cutlery on June 7th to the 9th. Get terrific deals on pocket knives, honey knives, kitchen knives, cook's tools, small appliances, and food prep equipment. Knife Fest at Bertarelli Cutlery is the time to upgrade your kitchen game. So chop chop, Cheeky, at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, June 7th to the 9th, Bertarelli Cutlery, where there's never a dull moment.
Schnucks is proud to partner with Folds of Honor, providing scholarships for the children of fallen or disabled military heroes. Folds of Honor has awarded some 16,000 scholarships, including more than 100 in the St. Louis area. Now through July 4th, round up your purchase at Schnucks and support those families who've sacrificed so much. Join our mission. Visit your neighborhood Schnucks or go to schnucks.com/Folds of Honor.
I'll have the pleasure tonight of having dinner with Tom Price and his wife and John Londoff and his wife. My wife and I will be with them at Amini's. This is not an Amini's. I'm not Amini's. Annie Guns. It's not an Annie Guns commercial. I'm just telling you that I'll be with these two gentlemen, these two longtime advertisers tonight. And if you're there, walk over and say hello. That stuff doesn't bother me. Thompson Price is the, I call him Tom. He's the longest running advertiser we have on this show. He holds the record for being on this show longer than anybody else. I believe it's 22 years. I'm pretty sure. I'm real close there. Thompson Price is in the kitchen and bathroom remodeling business. We encountered him and his people first 22 years ago, I guess, when they did our kitchen. We were looking for somebody to do the kitchen. I didn't have any idea who to call. I don't know anything about that stuff. So I called one company based on the recommendation of a coworker who they did his kitchen. Called somebody else just because somebody I talked to said, oh, you ought to call these people. Okay, I don't know how else to do about it. And then I don't know why we called Thompson Price or who recommended him. I don't remember how that played out, but I am so glad we did, because far and away the winner between the three was Thompson Price. So they did our kitchen. And then we had a bathroom down in my son's cave. He lived down in the basement, and there was a very basic bathtub with a sink and a porcelain tub, and it was nothing. And when we realized that was going to be his home for a while, we spiffed it up a little bit and had it completely redone. New shower put in, new tub, new cabinets, and because we knew someday we'd use that as a guest room downstairs. So we did that one. Then we did another bathroom, and then another bathroom and a half bath. And then we added on to the house, and part of the addition was a master bathroom, and guess who did that? Thompson Price. They've done every square inch of every bathroom and the kitchen in our house. And if I ever have to do it again, that's who I will call. I was going to say before anybody else, there won't be anybody else. That's who we'll call. Include them when you're looking for somebody to do your kitchen and bath remodel. Make sure the name Price is in one of the companies you speak with. Showroom is in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home.
Hey, and someone called during the break, Greg, and said he would love you to talk about Johnny Rabbit and Bruno J. Grunion on KXOK.
Well, there's nothing really. Rabbit? I don't know what he means by talk about them.
But Johnny Rabbit was the original.
Well, his name is Don Pietromonico. Yeah, he was the real Johnny Rabbit.
Yeah.
And he passed away several years ago. He passed away very young, like 40s or, mm-hmm. or something.
Yeah. And then Ron Ells kind of took over as Johnny Rabbit.
Well,
kind of. Okay. Yeah, no. I know.
There's one Johnny Rabbit.
But then Chuck Connors, who was the voice of Channel 5 many years ago, was the was Bruno J. Grunion.
No.
It wasn't?
Don Pietromonico was Bruno J. Grunion.
He was?
Yeah.
Okay.
When he
well
was no
then,
longer around, they tried to recreate it and tried to keep it and have other people do it. But Pietromonico did himself and his companion, which when you think about it, they didn't have the technology we have today. And when you're sitting and your co-host is you mm-hmm. with a different voice, he would pre-record Bruno's parts. And Bruno's voice is, rap, you know, again. And he'd say, hey, Bruno, what is it, rap? And they'd actually overlap, and you go, wow, it's somebody else. Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was just genius. But they had to be very creative and innovative because they didn't have multi-tracks and computers and all the stuff we have, the tape machine. I have one more bit of business to do, and then, time's getting away from us. 4 o'clock, and Scott Sherman will be in here. The man that so many of you have turned to, and so many of you have emailed me with positive comments about how he's been able to help you with legal stuff. So if you have anything in your life that's a legal matter, or you're not really sure if it's a legal matter, you want to call Scott. I can give you the number now, and you can have an advantage over the other people who aren't paying attention. 314-821-0590. Or 855-282-TALK. And that's coming up right after the news with Tim Woodburn. In the heart of Chesterfield Valley is Amini's. Copper Top. Oh, I just saw Hello Sam and Pam, if you're listening. I just saw pictures of their basement that somebody showed me. They went into Amini's. And in addition to all the other spectacular stuff in their basement, they dropped $27,000 on shuffleboard and pimp. I mean, this is a basement you would never want to leave if you lived there. you'd call in sick every day. It is spectacular. So thank you, Pam and Sam, for the Amini's business. If you're curious about seeing what some of their basement looks like, you can go into Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. You're going to find spectacular fine furniture and patio furniture nobody else can match in quality. You're going to find home theater furniture and pool tables and shuffleboard and pinball and arcade and jukeboxes and lighting and on and on and on. It's a fantastic store. I'm glad they're on with us.